Welcome to episode 136 of Motherhood in Hollywood. This episode is brought to you by Smile Direct Club. As you guys know, I have been on a journey to fix my smile, some of the gaps that are happening in my teeth as I get older. And Smile Direct Club has been a huge part of helping me fix my smile. If you want to find out how you can get a free smile scan at one of their smile shops or 50% off one of their at-home impression kits, go to smiledirectclub.com. Fill out all the information and enter Heather Smiles at checkout, and they'll send it right to your door and hook you up with all the information. It's never been easier to fix your smile. And now, let's get on with the show.
Come on, Mama!
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
So this might be one of the most special episodes I've had in a very long time. And that's because I have two of the most adorable, beautiful, funny, and charming guests with me today. Who am I talking about?
Me, Daddy, Channing, and everyone in the whole live world.
Whoa! Everyone in the whole live world. Channing is a very special day coming up this week, so I wanted her to come on the podcast this week and tell me about it. What's happening this week, Bunny?
It's almost my birthday.
How old are you going to be?
Five and a half, I think.
No, just regular five, not five and a half.
Oopsie daisy me.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
What do you want to do for your birthday?
The fashion show pony.
Okay. So we happened to be in Best Buy like maybe a month or so
ago. A month ago.
And came across this, just walking by a pony that I guess made music on the aisle.
Fashion show pony.
And yeah. Channing has been obsessed with it ever since. And so now that's all she's been asking for her birthday. I don't know. We'll see if the birthday Santa brings it to you.
Daddy, ask a question.
Daddy, do you have any questions?
What do you want to do on your birthday?
Have fun and play with my friends, and I love my family. Heart.
Oh, and she's drawing a heart in the air. I love that. Well, I think we can arrange that. We can do a little fun time with your family and friends. Did you want rainbows and unicorns?
Yeah.
What else?
Broccoli.
All the broccoli.
Oh, I'm on another cat for my birthday.
Oh.
So Gracie can have a friend.
Oh, that's so nice. And speaking of Gracie, she's in here with us right now. It's a family podcast.
Yay.
Everybody's here. So.
I love Daddy.
You love Daddy?
And Mom and Gracie and myself.
Everybody. It's a lot of love. Is there anything you want to say to everybody who's listening to our podcast?
Thank you and enjoy my birthday. And Eleanor, you're invited.
Okay. Okay.
I love you.
Okay. Eleanor, in case you're wondering, you're invited. So part of the reason why we're doing this podcast today is, one, to celebrate Channing's birthday, but also because I wanted to take some time to talk about a recent trip that we went on when we went to Disney World.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
Do you remember that, Channing?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of that trip? Do you remember?
Magic carpet ride.
Oh, yeah. The magic carpet ride. So for those of you at home, you may not know, we got invited to the Disney Social Media Mom Conference, which is a very exclusive conference that Disney puts on. They only invite a certain number of bloggers throughout the U.S. of A. And they bring them to Florida and they host them for about a week with VIP passes. We had dinners and breakfast provided. We were given fast passes to the rides. And then they sent us on a cruise for 3 days. And it was just a wonderful experience, and we've sort of been processing and decompressing and everything since we came back, and I wanted to take a minute to talk to the fam a little bit about the experience. Yes, Jamie.
It was super fun there. You're going to have to go to an airplane to go there.
Yeah.
And you're going to go in a hotel and sleep.
That's true. If you're going there, you will have to get in an airplane.
Probably will have to fly.
Yeah. Unless
you get in a night airplane or a morning airplane.
Right.
I'm Channing the girl.
Okay.
Kid.
Okay. So we went in the morning and we got there at night. And we got there a couple days early because we wanted to have a little bit of like our own family
time. Some downtime.
Yeah, a little bit of downtime. And because of that, we stayed at a different hotel than the conference was. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Disney World. And you've been more recently than I have. I haven't been since I was like 5 years old. So
it was like 20 years for me. So, but
yeah, it's changed, I guess. Tremendously.
Radically changed.
It's a massive resort. I had no idea. I mean, I knew Disney World was big, but I didn't know it was quite so big.
Well, I never been there, you know. Eleanor, you're going to have to... Well, that place will change your mind.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll Eleanor, blow your mind.
Blow your mind.
Yeah, I learned change your mind from Odd Squad, from Ollie.
Oh, from Odd Squad. So we're big Odd Squad watchers around here, too.
Yes.
That's why.
I'm a
but,
fan of it.
Yeah, but just in case Eleanor is listening, just know that we're thinking of
you.
Eleanor.
Always.
Eleanor is one of her best friends from preschool, so.
But now she lives in a different preschool.
Yeah, she lives in
Or kindergarten or first grade.
No, she just lives in a different part of the city. So, we went the very first day to Magic Kingdom when we got there. And Magic Kingdom is also radically different from the Disneyland that we know.
Yeah.
We live about 45 minutes from Disneyland. And inside Disneyland is basically all of Magic Kingdom in Florida. So walking around, seeing everything in a vastly different way was just a little overwhelming. And there were so many people.
And it was really hot when we were there, too.
Really
so that kind of took some of the, like, happiest place on earth joy away. But it was still a lot of fun. It was still great and great to experience. But, yeah.
You know, for me, it was, I mean, Disneyland will always be my favorite in California Adventure. Excuse me, out here. It will always be my favorite because it's just where, it's where we first took Channing.
Yeah.
The first time we met Mickey and Minnie. That's where we go. Like, we have annual passes and all that. So going to Disney World, it just felt like so much larger and a little bit impersonal.
Maybe a little, yeah.
Only in that it just was so big.
Yeah.
But once we got to some of the other parks and started like really getting into it, I was like, now I get it. I see why people trek across the country every year and take their whole family and they have big meetups and all that stuff.
That's their one big event, their big vacation every year is Disney World, right?
What was something that, yes, Channing?
Well, Grace, sometimes I fight with Gracie.
Okay, well, don't fight with Gracie.
I love my family, too.
Okay, we love you, too, but don't fight with the cat. Anyway, what was the one thing for you that stood out the most during that trip?
You know, I really liked Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. The whole Avatar Pandora experience was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that kind of thing. You know, I like walking through, seeing animals and seeing having her see animals and stuff like that. It was really neat.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom was a little bit like a zoo.
Kind of. Like it was like a walkthrough, like a zoo walkthrough.
Yeah, you know, they had that walking, excuse me, they had that walking, almost zoo-like area where you could see, we saw lions, right, and apes.
Yeah,
and all gorillas and all of that, and lots of birds. Channing, do you remember those birds that we saw?
Yeah. Also, we didn't actually saw the tiger.
Yeah, we did. I have a picture of you looking at the tiger.
Oh, can I see? Because I don't remember.
Okay, yes,
brain
I'll show
brain.
It to you later. Marty Pants. I'll show it to you later. Yeah, I actually wrote, that was one of the first blog posts I wrote about the Disney social media trip when we got back, was about Avatar.
It was the Pandora.
Pandora, yeah. I was absolutely blown away by that. Avatar was everything from the set to, I say set, it looked like a movie set, but it wasn't. It was just the way that the world was created from the carving and the pathways of the, you know, the walkways and, you know, all of the greenery hanging down.
The attention to detail was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really, really great.
That's also one of the newer parts of the park. I believe it just opened maybe less than a year ago.
What's weird about that, it doesn't look new, though. They've done it so well. It looks like it blends in kind of seamlessly with the park. You can tell it's a different part of the park, but it's it belongs.
It's definitely a different part of the park. I liked the Bugs show.
Oh, yeah, the Bugs
show. In the giant tree. Did you like the... Remember the Bugs show?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to yell. You don't have to yell.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Love you all.
Okay, but tell us about the Bugs show. Do you remember the Bugs show?
Yeah, it's like...
Was it scary?
No, I was brave.
You were brave. I know.
I'm a brave girl.
You are a brave girl. Almost five. I love the Bugs Life show. It was inside the tree of knowledge.
Yep.
That was pretty cool.
Yep. I forgot about that, actually. Yeah,
yeah,
that was fun.
All of Animal Kingdom was really neat. And what was funny was somebody was telling, who was our friend Mark, was like, that was his least favorite part, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, really?
Some people just don't like it, or, you know, it's not their jam. But I really liked it. I liked Animal Kingdom a lot. I liked Hollywood Studios.
It was small, actually, but I liked it. Yeah.
I wish we'd had a little more time to do more of the Star Wars-y type stuff, but I feel like we were just so hot by the time we made it to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
We were tired, and we'd literally go nonstop. But, like, hands down, my favorite place was probably Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that you can actually go up inside that sphere, and there's a ride in there.
You know, I knew you could, but I don't think I knew to what capacity you could. You know, I didn't know it was a ride, you know?
Yeah. I thought, honestly, it was just there for decoration, like to be like, here's where Epcot is. Like, that's how
big
little I knew about Disney World. They were,
yep.
I'm not really sure why I got invited on this trip, but I was glad to be invited because I feel like I learned a lot. Do you remember going up in that giant circle
and
going
ball?
Into space?
The giant golf ball?
Yeah, it looked like a golf ball. You don't remember that? Were you drunk?
You know, Disneyland is kind of smaller than Disney World because Disney World is bigger than Disneyland. Roof, that's my doggy.
That's true. Out of the mouths of babes.
It's good commentary.
Good commentary. Thanks for that. But yeah, Epcot was my favorite, but also because we did the drinking around the world.
That was nice.
It was so much fun.
Yep.
I should write a blog post about that too, because that was a lot of fun. But also the Disney's Frozen ride was in there.
That was really fun too.
That was really
neat.
Awesome ride.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that at all. It was in the Norway section or Finland.
Norway, I think it was.
Yeah, Norway. Yeah. I was not expecting that ride to be as awesome as it was, and it was great.
It was cool.
So if you get a chance to go there and check that out, it's definitely worth it. Do you remember that going on, seeing Elsa and Anna inside their castle, Arendelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got all wet. My pants were soaked.
Yeah, we all got wet. Heads up, everybody. It's a water ride.
Yeah.
And then we finished walking around, and there we went to China, Mexico.
All around the world.
Middle East,
yeah.
And all around the world, literally. And ended up in Canada. That was the last stop for some reason.
Oh, yeah, it was. I thought Mexico was the last stop, but you're right.
No,
it was Canada.
No, Mexico was the first stop.
It was Canada.
You were drunk.
Gracie is here.
Gracie's here, everybody, and her tail is in my face.
That's so funny, you.
Okay, you. So Epcot was wonderful. And I specifically planned that day because it wasn't on the itinerary for the Disney Social Media Mom Conference. Because once the conference started, we had certain things that we were going to do and conference meetings and stuff that we went to. It was really amazing. The conference was attendees only. And so Chris and Channing got to go out and explore the parks on their own for a little bit while I went to the conference. The head of Disney World Parks or Disney Parks came and spoke to us about the changes they're making, the additions they're doing, and that sort of thing. We also heard from Disney Movie Studios talking about upcoming projects, and it's a very exciting time at Disney. They're really growing,
right.
And it
more.
Seems and it seems almost unstoppable.
Disney is a force. It's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, they've got their footprint everywhere, and they are pretty much unstoppable.
Where do you think that changed when they bought Pixar? When they bought
a bunch of things. I mean,
when they bought Star Wars,
when they bought ESPN, you know, when they bought Pixar, when they bought Marvel, when they bought Lucasfilm. I mean, it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Because it seemed like to me, Disney was always just sort of
Mickey Mouse and
the theme
Goofy,
parks.
Yeah,
the theme parks and you know, Little Mermaid. Oh, and Little Mermaid. And Aladdin, you know, those were like...
Movies and theme parks.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't remember a whole lot of...
Gracie just jumped.
She did just jump.
It like scared my life in my brain.
Did it? Are you going to be okay? It seemed to me that Disney, all of a sudden, you know, maybe it was when they bought Pixar. I don't know. But all of
and
a
that
sudden,
was a big one.
They were game changers, and their movies have never been better.
Well, that's an interesting thing, too, is, like, quality-wise, their movies are just as good as they've ever been. Right. All the Pixar movies,
well, I mean, that's true.
The quality is fantastic.
Right.
You know, Marvel is fantastic. I mean, there's an attention to detail and quality that Disney has that just permeates their entire brand.
For me, it's the story.
Yeah.
Disney has a way of telling a story that no matter what it is, from Fox and the Hound, which you know is one of my personal favorites, to Coco, of really tugging at your heartstrings and getting you invested in these characters, whether they're puppies and kittens.
But they don't do it in a sappy way either. They do it in a very true way.
No, yeah, it's very real. And I have to give them credit for that, because that is, I think, what resonates with people. Now, you know, admittedly, I'm not a crazy gung-ho Disney fan.
No.
I'm not one of those. Our family doesn't eat, sleep, and breathe Disney. We actually don't even really watch Disney Channel anymore since we cut
the
cord.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
But we are annual pass holders when we go to Disney, and, you know, and I enjoy it. But I will say, when I'm there, it's such a special place to be. Like, nobody does that Disney feeling, that magic, you know. Like Disney. And I've always tried to, like, put my finger on, like, what is it? Is it their customer service?
Well, think back to the cruise. I mean, the service was impeccable.
Yeah.
Was fantastic.
So our cruise that we went on left from Port Canaveral. All of the influencers and everybody, the mommy bloggers, loaded up on the cruise. And we went to the Bahamas for a day. Chris and Channing actually got off the boat, and I stayed on for about half the day in some conference meetings, which was also wonderful. And then we boarded the boat again, went to Disney's private island, Castaway Cay, in the Bahamas. And then, hey, buddy, stop. I know, but stop. And then we boarded the boat, and we went back to the port, and that was it. It was a very quick cruise.
Very quick. Too quick, actually.
It was actually not quick. It was actually super long. I missed my friends. I missed Gracie.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry to
bother. Sorry it was so long for
sorry
you.
Sorry the cruise was so long for you to the Bahamas. Jeebus. Oh, my God. This kid, Chris, seriously. What are we going to do with her?
She's just proving us wrong every day of our lives.
Every day of our lives. So anyway, we go on this cruise, and the service was amazing. The food was amazing. Everything was clean.
It was great.
They had every character you could think of, all the princesses, you know, movies, Showtime, fireworks over the ocean, a pirate party. Like, it was great. Like, it was great. I highly recommend a Disney cruise.
But longer than 3 days.
Longer than 3 days.
3 days wasn't enough time to soak everything in.
I'm doing the laugh or not, because I really want, like, to laugh.
We like to laugh, too. Okay, so thanks for the laughs, Channing. Anyway, so definitely if you're going to go on a Disney cruise, I would say go on one at least 4 or 5 days. Don't you think?
Yes, yes. 3 days is not enough to get all the activities in. You still have fun, but, you know, I feel like if we would have had 5 days or even 7 days, we could have done just a little bit more. I mean,
yeah. It was hard for me just because I was also in the conference meetings and I had other stuff I had to do.
So many activities going on. Like every 15 minutes on the ship, there was something happening.
There's something going on. And that's the beauty of cruises in general, though, like how much fun it is. There's like tequila tasting and, you know, wine tasting. You could buy art. You can, you know, lounge by the pool. We didn't get to lounge by the pool at all.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
And I was like, I've seen all the other bloggers' pictures and stuff where they did. I'm like, how did they have time to lay by the pool? Like, I didn't have any
time.
We
hit the beach, you know, in Nassau. And,
maybe we stayed too long at the beach and everybody else stayed on the boat. I don't know.
I did see a lot of people doing that. Leaving the beach early and hitting the pool.
Yeah. But I would definitely, if I'm going to cruise again, I would definitely be open to a Disney cruise for sure. I mean, the room was gorgeous.
Yeah.
The housekeeping stateroom was impeccable. I mean, it was just great. And they had like hand sanitizer and wipes everywhere to help prevent, you know, norovirus and people getting sick, which I fully appreciate.
You know, and especially if you have kids.
Yeah, I was.
That's what I was most impressed with. Yes, there are a lot of kids and families. It's a Disney cruise. There's going to be a lot of kids and families.
Right.
But I was really impressed at how well maintained it was. Mm-hmm. It was. It didn't feel like it was a madhouse.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. And I was thinking that too. I thought, oh man, this might just be one of those
things. It might have been at the pool.
Might have been. But even the few times we walked by the pool, it didn't seem so bad. And then you guys also at Disney World got to go to Blizzard Beach.
Oh, Blizzard Beach was a blast.
Yeah, which I was kind of jealous of. That was one of the days I was in the conference, but you guys got to go to the water park there.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
It looked like a lot of fun. I have been thinking about this, and, you know, we've been asked by the conference leaders if we would go back to Disney World. And I'm torn because it's like we live 45 minutes away from Disneyland. Yeah. We can go anytime, and we usually do. But there is just something different about Disney World. First of all, getting around places is totally different. When you go to Disneyland, the only thing you need to get around is your feet. You just walk from park to park. There, in order to go between the parks, you have to get on a bus and ride a bus a 10-minute wait. Like, that's how big everything is. 10 to 15-minute drive. That's how big everything is. And sometimes you're waiting for the bus for 10 or 15 minutes. Now, all that being said, it's a very efficient process.
I was just about to say, it sounds worse talking about it than what it actually is. It's actually a very easy experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It was super easy. Walk right up. You know which bus goes to which resort. You jump on it and they drop you right at the door, basically.
Yep.
I will say, though, if we do go back, I would stay at a different hotel. I was not 100% in love with Coronado Springs.
Right.
I thought it was okay. They were doing some construction while we were there, and there was, I don't know.
It was just a very standard
room. And that's the way Disney breaks up their resorts is they have, like, the higher-end ones, the more, like, luxury ones. They have, like, the mid-level resort, and then they have, like, a economy type of resort. Value resort is what they call it. We stayed at the value resort when we first got there, and I was also not a fan of that. Only because they had huge groups of, I don't know if they were cheerleaders or what, but they were like some kind of group, and it was packed. The dining area was packed. The pool was packed. Everywhere you went, you couldn't walk down the sidewalk. I mean, it was just so many people. Otherwise, the resort itself was lovely. They had just renovated all the rooms. It was
Pop Century.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was the Pop Century. They had just renovated the rooms, and they were really nice rooms. So if you're going on a budget, that's a really nice hotel to stay at for sure. We were just kind of frustrated because we could not get around the resort very easily because there were just so many kids there.
We stayed briefly at the Pop Movies. Or not the Pop Movies, but the movie resort.
Yeah. And so I would highly recommend staying on Disney property if you can, just because the way it's set up is so efficient to get from park to park and back to your resort. Now, we loved the Polynesian. We went to the Polynesian for the luau.
So nice.
And my friend Amy recommended that, and I'm so glad she did, because we would not have gotten to see the higher end resorts and the difference between.
There is a difference.
There is a massive difference between, like, the Pop Century and the movies resort and the Polynesian was unreal.
Right.
Now, also, you're going to pay for that. I mean, you're talking about $120 a night versus $420 a night. So you're going to pay for that, for those upgrades, but it's a gorgeous hotel. Like, if we go back, I would stay there
in
a heartbeat. But the luau was so much fun. There was fire dancers.
The food was delicious.
There were hula dancers. Channing got to get up and do the hula. Like, it was like a brief little moment where I thought, oh, we're back in Hawaii. And I was like, this is so great. That's something that Disneyland does not have.
Right.
They have the tiki room.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Not quite there yet.
We also got a sneak peek at Toy Story Land, which is going to be opening up in June. And I got to interview a Walt Disney Imagineer, which was a really cool experience. Kind of find out the ins and outs of Toy Story Land and how it's basically going to be like all the toys come to life. All the toys in Andy's room and what they're, you know, supposed to be what they're doing and hanging out and playing and all that stuff. So it looks beautiful. I put up some drawings and some pictures up on my website if you guys want to take a look at that. And also you can watch the interview that I did with the Walt Disney Imagineer, who kind of gave me an inside look on that. And as far as like, oh, we also got to meet with some really wonderful, there were some great sponsors there. Baby Bell Blue Cheese was there. Not Blue Cheese. Oh, my God.
Baby Bell.
Just Baby Bell. Baby Bell Cheese was there. Alamo Rent-A-Car. Go-Go Squeeze, which was a big staple in our house. We do a lot of Go-Go Squeeze. So we got to interact with some brands as well as interact with a lot of team members from Disney.
Yeah.
And really get a firsthand look at their inner workings from their social media, how they do that, how they do their SEO for their website, which was hugely invaluable information. Like, I was really fascinated by that. We also had our keynote speaker for the last day of the cruise was Ashley Eckstein from Her Universe, which personally for me was kind of really cool because it's kind of geekdom, you know, meets mom blogging, mm-hmm, and, you know, mm-hmm. And she was wonderful. And she talked about her new book that she's writing with Disney Publishing. And,
wow.
You know, the reaches of Disney are so far and wide. Like, they are into everything. It's not just theme parks anymore like it was when I was 5 years old.
There's so much. A buddy of mine years ago when I was working one of my older jobs, he got a job at Disney, and he started telling me about it. And when he started explaining their reach, my jaw dropped. I was like, I didn't even realize that they owned, you know, ESPN, ABC. They own, you know, Marvel and Lucas and everything else on top of that.
Yep.
And the parks, you know. And
they have a publishing company.
Publishing company.
Yep.
And, like, they have, like, just so much other stuff. And it's enormous.
It's enormous. And they do it really well. They do have the magic touch. They've got their formula down. They seem to be staying really true to what Walt Disney's vision was for the park.
Yeah.
And for the whole business.
Global domination, basically.
Global domination, yes. And it was just such a lovely trip and a lovely time. And I just, you know, was so grateful for the opportunity to go and have that experience. Because honestly, we would not have been able to afford it otherwise.
Yeah, I doubt we would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I should say that they did. We had to pay a small conference fee, but they paid for everything else. So it was a really lovely family vacation and a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I would like to go again someday. I just don't know when that will be. I would like to go on one of their Disney vacations.
Yeah.
They have like these Disney vacations all over the world that are just like high end, top dollar.
They say at their properties.
At their properties, yeah. All over the world, which I'm like, that's amazing. I would love that. I would love that. So I'm trying to think. Oh, so I've blogged about a lot of this stuff. I've written about a lot of this stuff on motherhoodinhollywood.com. Also, if you're interested in trying to figure out, well, if you want to know, first of all, what the Disney Social Media Conference is and how you can be a part of it, I do not know exactly. Because I honestly still have no idea how I was chosen. But I took my best guesstimate based on the conference and the other attendees that were there and just kind of my own research. And I put it up on my website. So take a look at that if that's something you're interested in being a part of. And also, I wrote about Toy Story. I wrote about Pandora. And I'm going to write some more things about the cruise. And so just make sure you guys are following me at motherhoodinhollywood.com. And also on Instagram and Facebook at motherhoodinhollywood. And also, whoops, I just hit the microphone. And also on Twitter at Heather Brooker. And Channy, do you want to say anything else before we go?
Yeah, there's gonna be unicorn gummies.
Unicorn gummies?
Yummy. Yeah. I saw it in the box right in
it's
here.
Like it's unicorn poop.
Unicorn poop.
Ew.
Yes.
It's you gotta be awesome. Taste it. It tastes like rainbow and poop.
My birthday girl is gonna be 5 years old. Can you believe it?
I can't believe that.
Isn't it crazy?
My gosh, 5 going on 20.
5 going on 20.
Daddy's gonna be silly. He thinks that it's not my birthday.
Yeah, we know it's your birthday. It's trust your birthday. Me. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to go tuck this birthday girl, almost birthday girl, into bed and say goodnight to her. She's only going to be 4 for a couple more sleeps. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions about the Disney Social Media Moms Conference, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to help if I can. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye. Balls.